On this Friday, let's check the weather forecast with Eric Snodgrass from Nutrient Ag Solutions and Agrible. Good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's start with right here in the Midwest. It was wet. It's cold. Boy, today's beautiful.
Yeah, and it feels nice for it to be beautiful in Illinois, given how much rain we saw this past week with two systems that came through, one of which produced some pretty nasty weather back on Tuesday, just absolutely soaking us. I mean, we had parts of the central part of the state that measured between 4 and 6 inches of rain on the week, which after some great planting time period, that's a little bit too much in terms of rainfall. So it's so nice to be able to say that today the weather's going to be beautiful. Most of tomorrow, I mean, we may in central Illinois see some temperatures way in the upper 70s, maybe even cracking 80, which is going to be just a fantastic most of the day. But we do have a threat for some storms coming in late on Saturday night into early Sunday morning with a weak little system that's coming out of the west. But yeah, the weekend is going to be great overall, and I'm happy to be talking about temperatures in the 70s and 80s for once.
Uh-oh, rain again. Is that problematic?
Well, it all depends on what's coming after it, right? So a year ago right now, we were in the throes of 3 rainfall events a week. Remember that? I mean, it was just constant, and it did that all the way through May and then into June. Well, what we've got going on right now is the pattern is setting itself up such that we don't have flow from the southwest. We have flow coming from the northwest. And as a result of that, while precipitation does come through like normal spring rains, it's not coming through and giving us these like type systems that shut us down for 7 or 8 days at a time. And so overall, I would say that the pattern in terms of precipitation is looking pretty good for the foreseeable future.
It's been cold in our part of the world, and I think that the Corn Belt's kind of divided along the Mississippi River, maybe northwest and southeast more directly. But is there a reason to think that the weather will remain cool in our part of the world?
Well, there is, at least for the first probably 10 days of the month of May. And the reason why, especially the farther east you go, really centered right over Ohio, is because the jet stream is favoring this pattern where it's really slowed down globally. It's bunching up in the west, so big ridge building out west with a deeper trough over the east. And what's going on right now is we've got 2 blocks in the system, so the ridge west and then a big ridge in the middle of the North Atlantic. So just think of it as 2 giant boulders in the stream flow. They just don't let things progress and move, and so they build up and they tend to last for a while. Doing a little bit of calculation on how long patterns have lasted, it seems as though going back to January that we get stuck in a pattern for about 3 to 4 weeks. And we're 2 weeks into the current one where we favored cooler weather east. Yeah, we have, you know, breaks in it, but not too much. And then we probably got another couple of weeks of dealing with that till the pattern breaks after about May 10th or 11th timeframe. So we are not accumulating heat very quickly in the east, but certainly accumulating it very quickly in the central plains, and especially out in the western part of the United States. So, yep, we're a country divided when it comes to temperatures.
And finally, I'd like you to step maybe out of your comfort zone just a little bit and go all the way out into the summer. I know that's tough for meteorologists, but there is this underlying bubble within the agricultural world that says, hey, you know, we planted really fast. There are some dry conditions in parts of the United States. When that happens, sometimes we get a drought in the summertime. What do you see this summer?
Well, you're right. And I've heard from several farmers in states like Kansas, Nebraska, parts of South Dakota, even Iowa, that have said, we actually need some rain, which is just so funny to hear us talk about, given how wet things have been for the last few years. And so there's some concern when we look longer term. So for the first time in a while, we're actually seeing some cooler ocean temperatures in the Central Pacific. And what I want to talk about, I'll just give you 3 things, all right? If there's 3 things that we need to see happen throughout the month of May and early June that would increase our probability of more widespread heat and possibly drought in summer, it would be these 3 things. 1, I need to see drought expand into Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, maybe even over to Missouri throughout the month of May. If that happens, which we don't want to happen, but if it does, that tends to help push the jet stream north, tends to dry things out, and it removes a moisture source, the recycled moisture that's usually in the soil and vegetation. That's 1. 2, if the trade winds, which blow from South America to Australia, if they get going fast from the east to the west, that would promote upwelling in the ocean, which would bring cooler ocean temperatures and give us more of a signal for La Nina. That has been happening lately. We need to see if it's going to continue to happen. Now, that can happen all at once. And remember, that's bullet point 2. Bullet point 3 is, at the same time, we've got to cool off the North Pacific in the Gulf of Alaska. If those three things come together, well, that will match up perfectly well with past years with hot and dry conditions in the Central Plains and in the Midwest. Now, if those three things happen, that would actually buck a pretty long-term trend that we've had for a few decades now of trending toward wetter growing seasons with only very few time periods spent in drought. So what I'm saying is right now, these are the things I want people to be watching with me. You're going to hear a lot of meteorologists who are going to want to go out there and make a call. Oh, we're going to get scorched. But just remember, we have to take this calmly and steadily and watch these things evolve throughout May and June. But those are the things I want you to watch with me.
We'll do that next week and the week after that too. Hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Yep, thank you.